anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. I want to bring up a topic that I would normally stay away from, since I would be told it is not my place because I am Caucasian. However, now I feel I can speak up about racism for the very reason that I am Caucasian. I, like everyone else in this world, I am mixed. I have over a dozen ethnicities in my family heritage. My children have even more than that now, and that includes Spanish and Native American, and my grandchildren have even more. Apparently, being Spanish or Native American is considered non-white, yet my children are considered Caucasian. Now, we have companies and schools teaching Caucasians how to be less supreme or less white. Let me make this clear. Not all Caucasians are prejudiced, and believe it or not, they are not all white. So since we now have these accusations against being white, I must ask, how do we determine how white someone is? Are we going to do a blood test, a DNA test? Or are we going to continue to base it off the shade of a person's skin? Because after all, we know how well that has worked over the past decades. How many people do you know that have passed for white, but are not, just to move ahead in one way or another? How many Caucasians have passed for minority, such as Native American, to get into a college or a job? It is not right, but when race seems to be more important to some people than skills or experience, this is going to happen. So what are we going to do about it? Are we now going to mandate a discrimination policy? I am offended that anyone would expect me to become less white. And if I were a person of color, I would be even more offended. Let me explain why. I was raised to be kind to everyone, regardless of race, faith, handicap, etc. I was taught to work hard in school if I was expected to get a job. Not even a good job, just to be able to work. I was taught you must do well in school. Then I was taught when you do get the job, you do your best, not just what it takes to get by. I was expected to be the best I could be, meaning be prompt, be neat, be clean, be polite, follow the rules, and work hard. If you get passed over for a raise or promotion, work even harder. I was never allowed to make excuses for any failures. I was taught to examine what I could have done better and do it. I was not allowed to speak slang or even Valley Girl. If you are from my generation, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. My father would make me pronounce every single syllable in a word, or he would not answer me. We were taught to take pride in how we dressed, even if we were going out to play. We had to take pride in how we lived, keeping up with our home. Never once did I ever think I was being taught to be white. I thought everyone lived this way. Black, white, yellow, brown, etc. It was just being human. So when you suggest I must be less white, what should I change? If I am a person of color and you are telling Caucasians to be less white, what are you saying about me? I have friends of all nationalities and faiths, and the only thing I notice about our differences is our culture and our language. I have friends of color that grew up in the same area I did, and we laugh at some of our differences, not to make fun of each other, but because we find it odd that we grew up in the same area and yet use different terms or eat different types of food. I always thought it was because my parents were transplants from different parts of the USA and therefore came from different cultures themselves. My parents' cultures were even different from each other, even though they both grew up in America. So this brings me back to how do we determine how white someone is? Children today are more mixed than ever. So who will get the scholarships or jobs? Why can't we all agree that we are as much the same as we are different and apply ourselves harder to our skills rather than worrying about how much someone else has or is worth? This sounds like to me spoiled children comparing themselves to their harder working siblings or the sibling that married well as opposed to the one who did not, and it needs to end. We need to understand life in general is not fair. Some of us will begin businesses and succeed while others fail. Some that fail will give up while others try again. Some people will marry those who are more financially stable, while others will not. Some people will go after jobs that may not be around soon and must make changes in their careers again. During all of that, other situations will occur as well, making life more difficult. And that's just how life is. We need to stop comparing ourselves to others and wanting what others have when we do not even know all that those people had to go through to get where they are and what they now possess. It is okay to be Asian, Black, Hispanic, Native American, white, whatever. It is okay to have different beliefs and lifestyles as long as you are not forcing others to change theirs. If we as human beings spent as much time loving and helping others as we do arguing and complaining, we could all be successful. We could all be happy. The problem is that there are greedy people who love money and power, and the best way to keep it is to make you and me believe that we are victims. So stop being a victim. Stop allowing others to take your empowerment away. With the grace of God, or lack thereof, we can be anything we want to be. Good or evil, happy or sad, victim or victorious, the choice is ours. So I ask you, starting at this very moment, who do you want to be? Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.